University of Alaska Fairbanks faculty and staff met last night to vent concerns and anger over the administration's proposals to hike the cost of university health insurance. Anchorage campus faculty and staff will meet over the issue on Thursday. University employees statewide are facing higher deductibles, higher premiums, higher prescription copays, and many other cost increases under a set of proposals unveiled earlier this month. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The 80-some faculty and staff members packed into a UAF conference room strongly disagreed with the administration's proposed solutions on rising health care costs. Cynthia Hardy, an associate professor of developmental studies, English and women's studies, summed up the general feeling when she said faculty and staff ought to speak out and let the administration know that the workers are ready to rise up in protest, like people in the Middle East.
And you need to let them know we're mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to go Egypt.
University administrators say employees must pay more for health insurance and that benefits must be reduced to help the university cut health care costs by nearly $8 million in the coming fiscal year, and to hold down soaring costs in the years to come. One administration consultant says those rising costs could, in 7 years, double the university's current $65 million annual health insurance price tag. Melanie Arthur, a UAF sociology instructor and Faculty Joint Health Care Committee member, says the administration isn't working with the faculty and its union, United Academics, to help solve the problem. Rather, it's just dumping the problem onto the backs of faculty and staff.
Because I think the big picture here is a massive cost shift. It doesn't address the rising costs. It moves the costs onto employees from administration. And it doesn't just move costs onto employees, it moves costs onto the employees who are sick. That's where your costs are. The out-of-pocket costs are going up by up to 6 times.
Healthcare committee members and many others at Tuesday's meeting complained that the administration hasn't dealt fairly with faculty and staff and refuses to meet further and negotiate, and instead has dictated the healthcare changes. Some of those at the meeting also expressed frustration with faculty union representatives, who they say traded the union's ability to negotiate healthcare cost increases for concessions in salary increases. A UAF administrator who's been at the forefront of the healthcare proposals disagrees with those accusations and says the administration has reached out to faculty and staff. Beth Boehner, UAF's chief human resources officer, said today the administration has followed its usual regime of meeting with faculty representatives on the university's Joint Health Care Committee and has communicated to employees through mail, email, and online postings.
We have a prescribed way of hearing input from employees who are represented by unions, and that is that we have a joint health care committee that works to provide employee input to the university management for all types of health care issues.
Boehner says the administration was aware of faculty concerns over the health care proposals, but faculty representatives on the joint health care committee couldn't get enough votes to compel the administration to change the proposals.
But in this case, after working extensively with our joint health care committee, they were not able to get the votes to recommend any specific plan modification.
Boehner says the proposed changes for the coming fiscal year are essentially a done deal now, but she says employees should weigh in on proposed plan changes for fiscal 2013. Those include other controversial changes, such as a spousal surcharge and additional charges for so-called high-risk behaviors, such as riding a motorcycle or scuba diving. The proposals also include mandatory biometric reporting, which would track policyholders' weight and level of conditioning, for example. Joe Hickman, director of UAF's Student Services, spoke for many Tuesday night when he said he'd rather not send any confidential data to Consovo.
In 6 days, I have to send this stuff off to Colorado, some company I've never heard of.
Many said Tuesday they'd refuse to provide the confidential data out of a concern that it could be lost or stolen by identity thieves. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.